USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The Senate is in session this hour to take up two nominations. Also, Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro will testify before the Armed Services Committee. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall is testifying before an Appropriations Committee. And Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before the Homeland Security Committee on the border. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson will testify before an Appropriations Subcommittee in a few hours. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken, this morning.
I can confirm that yesterday we had an American diplomatic convoy that was fired on. All of our people are safe and unharmed. But this action was reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News is set to go to trial this morning in Delaware Superior Court.
The $1.6 billion lawsuit alleges Fox News knowingly spread misinformation about the company's voting machines after the 2020 election. Fox News argues that the allegations they reported are protected by the First Amendment. The company was and is the target of numerous conspiracy theories pushed by supporters of former President Trump after his loss. Jury selection is expected to start today. I'm Skip Kelly.
India's Supreme Court is set to begin hearing arguments for granting legal recognition to same-sex marriages in a case that will be decided the fate of marital rights for lesbian and gay couples in the Asian nation. The top court has called it a seminal issue of great importance. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
China was running a secret police station in New York City.
Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists.
As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force.
Brian Peace, federal prosecutor, announced charges against at least two Chinese suspects.
These defendants did China's bidding in secret while acting under the direction and control of an MPS official in China.
The FBI says the accused destroyed important cell phone evidence before the arrests. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
A Moscow court is scheduled today to hear an appeal on the detention of Evan Gershkovich, the jailed Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia last month. The journalist was arrested for espionage, an allegation the Journal and the USA government deny. The White House says President Biden has spoken with a teen who was shot last week when he rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri.
Biden reportedly wished the 16-year-old Ralph Jarl a speedy recovery in their conversation on Monday. Prosecutors in Missouri announced that a white man in his 80s will face two felony charges, including first-degree assault. They also noted that there is a racial component to the case, but did not go any further into that. Last week, Jarl went to pick up his siblings in Kansas City, but mistakenly went to the wrong house. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.